You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this third day of February. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Drew, let's start by taking a look at the path of this great big winter storm that it's made its way across the United States, and then maybe some expectations for our part of the world in the coming week.
Certainly. The storm has been very impressive. In Nebraska, we've seen up to 18 inches of accumulation. In Iowa, 16 inches. Working our way up towards about a foot in Wisconsin. Today, the storm is mostly focused on Wisconsin and upper Michigan, at least from a snow perspective. Now, there's still a lot of rain falling from parts of Mississippi and Georgia, Alabama and Georgia, north, northeastward into the New England states. And as we go through the day today, the storm system will head off to the east very quickly. So the worst is over, with the exception of Wisconsin, perhaps. Now, in wake of the system is some cooler air moving southward. That's good news for places like Texas and Oklahoma, as well as the Delta and the lower Midwest, where temperatures got so warm this past weekend that we lost a lot of winter hardiness. And there's a couple of surges of very cold air that are slated to move across the central and eastern United States next week, and each one of those would raise the potential for some kind of crop threat if we didn't manage to cool down here over these next few days. So certainly that's a big plus. It will snow in the lower Midwest as we get out towards Sunday and Monday. We should put down enough snow to add protection for the crop there. Temperatures will probably come close to zero again in the lower Midwest as we get to midweek next week, so we'll have to watch that pretty closely. Also, maybe a threat in Florida for citrus country as we get out to Wednesday or Thursday of next week, probably Thursday. So it's pretty impressive cold air mass.
All right, then turn your attention to South America. What do we know about the crop conditions there as they are today on the ground? Your thoughts about the soybean crop in particular in Brazil, maybe the drier parts of Argentina as well.
Yeah, in Brazil, they're harvesting in each of the states right now. The harvest nationwide is about 4% done. Mato Grosso is 8% done. I think it's probably the most advanced state. But a lot of comments coming out are that the yields are down, as you might imagine, with kind of the harsh conditions that occurred for a while this year. The best yields are apparently coming out of places like Sao Paulo and neighboring areas of Paraná, where the crop weather was most appealing early in the season. And the outlook for Brazil is very good now. For the next 2 weeks, we'll see a good mix of rain and sunshine for most of the country, and temperatures should be seasonable. So I think we will continue to see an improvement in the crop conditions overall there, especially for late maturing crops. Argentina has some dryness issues that have evolved here recently in central and southeastern parts of the country. It is not critical quite yet. I think we're starting to stress the crop enough to lose some yield potential if it doesn't rain right away, but it looks like starting tomorrow and going through Monday, we should see enough shower and thunderstorm activity to fix that situation. And so it's a last-minute rain that should come along and help prevent those yields from dropping significantly.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Todd. You have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on a Wednesday to take a look at the agricultural growing regions across the planet. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. I'm Todd Gleason.